this is the first new launch after government implement the latest cooling measure. Anyone who buy this new launch, you need to hold for 4 years instead of 3 years. So most of the people, they buy new launch, 3 years sell, sub sale, they make their pot of gold. So if let's say TOP 3 years, you just rent out for 1 year, then you can sell. Plus, this is the first new launch in this area. So can you make money and be a giant hot glue? Linden Woods, I don't know why it's called Woods. Here, a lot of concrete only. Just beside your genio.
Come to my home.
This is called the bonbon room.
Hello, bonbon.
Bonbon friend.
Linden Woods by Capital Land, 343 units, TOP 2029. Wow, look at the artist impression. Can see the sea leh. Over here, you have your Normanton Park. No man want to go there lah, because they got nothing. Hey, relax.
Relax
lah, everyone. It's a joke. For people who like no man land lah, that's the best place to buy. Wow, 5,500 visitors eh. This is a location for Linden Woods. You can see that it is right smack in between all the business park. And the latest changes to master plan, once I change it to 2025, latest master plan. Ah, they successfully turned business park to a residential condo. And there's a lot of pink color plots next time, which is residential with commercial at first story. A lot of shops lah. So let's talk about this area. CapitaLand super lucky leh, because business park per square feet land price should be cheaper than residential. And they managed to change the business park land plot to a residential land plot. And I checked further, this 343 units project only got 243 car park lots, which is around 70% of the total units. Okay lah, don't need to drive here because you have MRT station. But is it near? Let's say you start from here, go to your Cambridge MRT, less than 400 meters. When you walk to MRT, you will pass by Genio. And they have very nice ceiling. We went there together with my mother-in-law and Bomb. And my mother-in-law right now loves this place more than her favorite Gimmo. Since this is converted from business park to residential plot, this one don't have harmonization. That means this is based on the old calculation whereby aircon latch is included in the built-in area. Now let's look at site plan. If you buy the front view stacks, noisy lah. You buy the high floor back view, you can see the sea leh. Some of the rooms will look like this. Found my favorite.
Is that picker cord?
Now let's look at unit mix. The two-bedder is around 67% of the entire project, and 33% are the 3-4-bedders. Very weird, right? Usually it's 50-50, but in this case, there's a lot of investment unit and not a lot of people for own stay. It means that developer is targeting this project to be investment-oriented. And if you have watched my video for many years, to have evergreen appreciation, it's best to buy into a project that is family-oriented. That means people buy into this project for stay. Now is the fun part. Whether can you buy this and become a giant huakui? I'm going to share with you all the floor plans and the starting price and my average price per square feet. This is like 24 story, so my average price is on the 12-13 story lor. Remember, this built-in area is old calculation. Starting from 2 bed 1 bath, 635 square feet. Don't buy lah. Got standard buy at least a 2 toilet type ma. Starting from 1.39 million, my average 1.4 million, 2,330 per square feet. You want to have more standard? Then you buy this. 2 bed 2 bath, 721 square feet. I don't have the starting price, so I'm going to guess. Average 1.68 million, 2,330 per square feet. Later then we compare price to see whether this price is good or disgusting. 2 plus study, 850 square feet. Starting from 1.95 million, my average 2.05 million, 2,410 per square feet. Something that you can stay. This is their smallest 3-bedder, 3-bed 2 plus storeroom, 1,023 square feet. And the room size, queen, king. The storeroom is here. And you can walk, hey, because there's a window here. I like this layout. Most of the time you want to buy storeroom, it's usually the 3-bed 3 bath type, which is usually more expensive. Starting from 2.35 million, my average 2.48 million, 2,420 per square feet. Expensive ? Remember, all the per square feet stated here are the old calculation. All the new ones, you need to minus 5% towards the per square feet to get the old calculation. Aya, if you know, you know lah. If you don't know go and watch all the videos and watch all the ads. The next bigger layout, wow, so big 3 bed, 3 bar plus study.
Giant 1292 square feet. First thing first, can walk, hey.
But where's the window?
The window is here. I usually walk a window there.
There's this part whereby you can turn it into a study or another guest room, or you can play badminton now. Starting from 2.88 million, my average 3.05 million, 2,360 per square feet. Walao, eh, why build the 3 bedder so big? You as well build 4 bedder, which has better value ma. 4 bed, 4 bath, 1,647 square feet. I like landscape living room.
Come to my home.
This is West Sun. This is only for giant Huawei. Wow, landscape living room. The landscape very big. This one cheap. 3 plus million only. Your private leaf. You can put your barang inside. See whether got soft closing. Very good.
Starting from 3.58 million, my average 3.78 million, 2,295 per square feet. Wow, now City Fringe, anything below 203 per square feet is super rare. And remember, this is based on old calculation. And if you want to convert to the new calculation, you add 5% more for harmonization. Actually, buying here, don't have a lot of upgraders. I hope that they have 1 kilometer to this school where many people love to enlist their kids into. You are correct lah, Fairfield Primary. I have checked one map, I don't think they are under 1 kilometer. But I think there is one small chance. If I use URA, the distance to the school is about 960 meter. 1 kilometer is somewhere here. Like that, I think Linden Woods don't have 1 kilometer. But who knows? Sometimes got surprise, ma. Now is a very important part of the video. Can you buy this and become a giant Huawei? So in order to know whether the asking price, new launch price, is disgusting or good, then we should look at the surrounding resale projects. As you all know, this is the first new launch in the middle of all the business park. The nearest that I can find is your no man, no woman want to go there. It's called No Man Park. And now let's look at Normanton Park's performance. This is your Lindenwood lah. Normanton Park is your nearest neighbor. Here nothing one, no school, no kopitiam, nothing to eat, and no MRT also. By Kingsford, Normanton Park, 2023 means 2 years old, 1,840 units. This is the number 2 biggest project in Singapore. Number 1 is Treasure at Tampines. Number 3 should be Dillenden, 1,700 plus. Wow. A lot of people like no MRT area. Which means this area got demand. Don't know from where. 109 profitable, 3 unprofitable. 1 beta, 4 years, made 68k. Big 3 beta, hold for 3 years, 308, 100 a year. I give you this face is because usually 100k a year is you buy 1.5 to 1.8 million. This one is you buy at 2 million to make 100 a year. That's why I say, okay lo. Wow! Don't know why is this 10 beta. 4 years, 762. Not bad for an area no MRT. Because they bought like 2.8 9 plus million 4 years ago. 2 beta 4 years 62,000. 1 beta 4 years 50,000. You as well buy resale. Confirm you make 5 times. Correct, times 5 about 250 to 300k. Now let's check out the transacted prices. They are all recent. June. 1 beta 1,009 plus per square feet 1.02 million. 2 beta 1,009 plus per square feet 1.28 million. 3 bed 3 bath 2,150 per square feet, 2.38 million. 4 beta, 2,291 per square feet, 3.7 million. This rich fella love no MRT. To know whether Lindenwood pricing is good or disgusting, look at all the 3 beta's transaction. 3 beta 2,150, 3 beta 2,200, small 3 beta 2,130, small 3 beta about 2,000 per square feet. So if we average up for Normanton Park with no MRT, it will be around 2,100 per square feet. And let's say with MRT at another 100 will be 2,002 per square feet. Now let's do the math together, calculate the gap first. And since Lindenwood and Normanton Park got 6 years gap, which is 300 per square feet, that means Lindenwood launching price for the 3 beta should be around 2,500 per square feet. And once you benchmark 2,500 per square feet for their average price, then you will know which layout is super undervalued right now. Now let's summarize. For location, I like MRT. 400 meters walk to your Circle Line Cambridge MRT station. And talking about Maka, I believe there got your Great Nanyang, your Putian. That's how I bring Bom Bom to Genio to Makan ma. But sadly, here got no school. So for that, I'll be giving 7. Launch pricing, I think the land price are freaking cheap because they successfully turned the business park plot into resi plot. They also got good heart because the selling price, as you can compare to people don't even want to go there one, Normanton Park, no MRT, nothing, no school, also transacted at this price. So for the launch pricing, I'll be giving 8. Exit strategy, you don't have school, there isn't a lot of upgraders here. And you can see that the project unit mix, majority is like 2 beta. Only a small amount amount of people to stay one. Staying here, stressful, yeah. Everywhere you see, people working here, stressful, scratch their head, very stressed about work. I would not want to stay here, But can you make money? Due to the good launch pricing, can still make some profits, So for that, I'm giving 6. Overall service score, 7 stars. Now let's have some fun. What's the estimated sold on launch day? I'm going to guess 85% and my wife 75%. This is my company WhatsApp number, 8606-0670. If you want to know more, do WhatsApp this number. But if you are not ready, don't worry. The good news to you, my top 1 or 2 haven't launched yet. If you want to know more, do subscribe and I will see you in my next video.
Do you know where is your fuckway leader? In this enchanted forest. And this forest got aircon. Very cold.